The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by Johns Hopkins Medicine. For the 19th consecutive year, the Johns Hopkins Hospital is ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report in their annual Best Hospital Survey. Find out more about the nation's top hospital at hopkinsmedicine.org. Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you've been listening to a selection from Leon Fleischer's recording of Mozart's piano concertos, recorded with the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra and performed here with his wife, Catherine Jacobson Fleischer. That was the second movement in Concerto No. 7 in F major. Leon Fleischer has been a guest in this program many times over the years. When he was a child, he was a piano prodigy and star in the world of classical music, who made his Carnegie Hall debut at the age of 16. And then went on to play with orchestras as a soloist in concert halls throughout the world. Then in 1964, his right hand curled up and became immobile because of a neurological disorder called focal dysphonia. He was depressed for over 2 years, but then he became a conductor, found himself in teaching at the Peabody School of Music right here in Baltimore. After 30 years of seeking various treatments to treat the use of his right hand, he found a combination of Botox injections and Rolfing that allowed him once again to play with two hands. Then in 2004, he released his first recording in over 40 years playing with both of his hands. It was aptly named Two Hands. He joined us then for a program. And for the past several years, he and his wife, Catherine Jacobson Fleischer, also a critically acclaimed pianist, have been working on a repertoire of duets. They joined us in studio to discuss their work together and their upcoming benefit for Barks, the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter. It's this Friday, June the 4th, which will be their only joint appearance in Baltimore this season. The benefit will be held at the Peabody Institute, and the phone number for more information is 410-396-4695, or you can log on to www.baltimoreanimalshelter.com. Here's the conversation I had with Leon and Catherine Jacobson Fleischer. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. We have talked to Leon Fleischer a number of times over the last 17 years on air, but today we're talking with Leon Fleischer and Catherine Jacobson Fleischer, his wife. They are a great duet on the piano together, and we'll be playing in Baltimore this coming week. We'll talk about that, but it's just a joy to have them both in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
pleasure
you.
To be here.
Both look wonderful. You do.
Well. Thank you. Seasonal, as it were.
It is. We're all seasonal in some ways, but we'll
yeah.
Right. So before we talk about music, I remember the last time we spoke, Leon, you talked about you, Catherine, and your love of rescuing animals, the passion you have for horses and other rescue work you do, which is why this event we're going to talk about that you're playing for comes out of that passion.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about this world of yours, of the other side of the Fleischers and rescuing animals.
Well, back in the 70s, when I was a student at Peabody, I became aware of many animals, dogs and cats, out on the street that initially I thought the owner, in my naivete, had left out and somehow not brought in for the night or, you know, hadn't bothered to look for when they went out for their afternoon stroll.
This was where, around Mount Vernon Place?
Downtown Baltimore,
right.
Near Peabody.
Right.
And so I began at that time in the late 70s to rescue dogs and find homes for them. And that really started it all. And then rescued one that became my own dog and really was my best friend, kept me from out of all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
on many levels, and it really escalated from there. So that when I became aware of the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter in the last 5 years, I wanted to do as much as possible to help them, and we have given benefits in our home for them and other shelters, such as the Animal Rescue Inc. of Maryland Line and HorseNet Horse Rescue.
How did you start the horse rescue?
I think that was through reading an article in the newspaper about how many of the Erebor's horses were about to be sold. It had something to do with lack of adequate housing. And so I began to do a search for horse rescues and came up with HorseNet Horse Rescue. And they took in many of the horses that at the time were being boarded at Pimlico.
The Erebor's horses.
Yes.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. So, hence this concert the two of you are doing on Friday night for Barks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they asked us to do a benefit concert, and we were really delighted at the opportunity to bring awareness to the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter and allow people to really understand the great needs of the animals there. Many of them come in sick and injured, and they need medical care. They've just started a spay-neuter program there. They have a new program called the Frankie Fund, where sick and injured homeless animals come in and receive very specialized medical care that they need in order to get them ready for adoption.
So, Liana, have you now picked up this intense passion for animals as well?
Yes. Well, I think we could go back some 27 years. Kathy, why don't you say a few words about Cain?
Well, Cain? This was a dog I just referred to. Yes, I happen to have been watching on TV Citizen Cain, and there's a dog howling outside, and looked out and saw this pathetically skinny hound dog, brought him into the apartment, and the rest is history. So, and then after Leon and I married, he actually came with us to the apartment, to the condominium, and it was actually a little bit of a question mark for a while, because Leon said initially, well, when we marry, of course, Citizen Kane won't be coming with us up to the condo. And I said, on the contrary, we're a package. So,
yes, and that's where it all started.
And you became very close.
Yes.
That's much like my Valerie and all of her bloody cats that I now have become attached to as well.
Oh. They're extraordinary, these
animals.
They
are. Animals are extraordinary, but these rescue animals especially.
Yeah, we have, we decided, Kathy had the idea of putting on the program some quotes from some historic figures about animals. They're printed on the program between pieces, these quotes. Some were new to me. Quotes besides from people other than Andy Rooney. Do you remember what he said?
Yeah, there's one by Robert Louis Stevenson. You think dogs won't be in heaven? I tell you, they will be there long before any of us.
So this Friday night you're going to be playing together, though.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be doing solos, alternating solos. And then getting together for duets, so it's a kind of combination program. And what's the format again?
Well, we really don't have a predictable concert format for this program.
Yeah.
It really has a bit of commentary, and also a bit of theatricality about it. And we'll see just how much I'm trying to talk my husband into waltzing off stage with me after the valse.
No.
I heard the oi.
Yes. No.
I don't know if I'll be successful in that.
But
we tried to actually get our dogs in on the concert. We wanted them to at least parade on stage with us for the encores, but that was nixed. So we have some very lifelike recreations that will be there.
Oh, yes, sculptures, that's right.
Of your animals.
Not our animals, just animals of dogs.
Wonderful artist
Judy
Hyman is very graciously loaning us three of her dogs.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not real dogs.
No.
Statues.
Statues.
Yeah.
Some sort of Peabody is very sensitive to dog poop on the in the middle of Peabody.
Yes, very true. Very true.
So, I'm excited to hear that you two are going to be playing together, though. I mean, this is something that you two came together on. How many years now that you've been doing these duets?
Oh, my.
It's been probably a good 7-8 years, something like that.
And when you finally kind of beat back the focal dystonia. This is when this began, the duets began after that?
They began when I made my so-called recovery from focal dystonia, because as we said in the past, once you have once you're a dystonic, always you're a dystonic. So I'm dealing with that all the time.
Still get those shots, the Botox shots?
Yeah. And Rolfing.
That's right, right.
That's right. The two things in combination are what work for me. And we started playing four hands, one piano. Most teams, piano teams, play two pianos. There's, a very large literature for two pianists, two pianos.
Right.
But there's this duet literature, which I think is the technical term, for four hands, one piano. And that first of all, is a beautiful literature, and it presents its own problems or its own challenges. One person plays bottom, which is usually accompaniment. And the other person plays top, which is usually the tune. I say usually advisedly. But as though in compensation, usually the person who plays the accompaniment, who plays bottom, is the person that does another exceedingly important job, which is pedaling. Yes, that's a real challenge, because whoever plays on bottom has to pedal for both people. And sometimes what's good pedaling for the bottom ain't good pedaling for the top, and vice versa. So there are ample opportunities for much discussion.
Politely said, Leon.
No, well, you're the one that came up with tort law. A new description for divorces is irreconcilable peddling.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, we got that.
So, so what will you be playing as a duet?
We're playing two of the Dvorak Slavonic dances.
Yeah.
One in E minor and the other in G minor.
Yeah.
And we're playing the four-hand arrangement of La Valse. By Ravel, arranged by Lucien Garbin for four hands, one piano. Ravel actually wrote the two piano version, but this is an arrangement by his friend and editor, Garbin.
And
then also solos.
Yeah, no, but we're doing something else.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, but that's part of the Golden Oldies. We have a surprise too. Yeah. Part of our Golden Oldies, our top secret, our third section of the concert.
Yeah.
So let's go to some music that will be featured in this Friday's concert. This is from Leon Fleischer's 2004 CD, Two Hands. Here's a selection from Chopin's Nocturne in D-flat major. That was Leon Fleischer playing Chopin's Nocturne in D-flat major. I understand you all have been, this is dances theme you two have been doing, is that right?
Well, that's we're starting with that. We have a program that we do out in the real world, which we call Let's Dance, and it's made up of dances. There are plenty of dances for solo piano. I do the first half alone. I do Schubert Lendler, the Brahms 16 waltzes, the Opus 39, and Ravel Valse Noble Sentimental. And then after intermission, Kathy and I do these Slavonic dances, three Slavonic dances of Dvorak and the famous La Valse of Ravel. So that's a fun program, you know? And though, you know, it sounds like it's lightweight, it's not. I mean, it's lightweight in that everybody likes to swing and sway with Sammy Kaye, as I remember. but it's great music, great music.
So but your rhythm is inside you, Leon. You don't go dancing off the stage. Or do you?
No, I don't. No. I do my toe tapping at the piano.
Although he does dance and quite well. Before the Kennedy Center honors, we were taking ballroom dance classes.
Oh.
And he was out on the dance floor and danced with all of his daughters, me, my sister.
That's right.
And I think we stayed the latest of any of the honorees.
Yes, you know, we stayed very late.
So you do enjoy dancing.
Fun. Yeah, when I don't lose my breath. Yeah. Stamina it takes.
That dancing does. Well, so does playing piano, doesn't
good
it?
Exercise.
Yeah.
We're athletes of the small muscles as pianists.
Yeah.
But dancing is something quite different.
Let's hear another piece you're going to be playing this Friday. Let's hear Debussy's Clair de Lune from Leon Fleischer's 2004 CD, Two Hands. So what is on the horizon?
Oh, well, we just came back. Let's see. We spent some time, about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, in Ireland. I was supposed to go from Ireland to Berlin and back to England. I had this small tour with a wonderful group, conducting and playing with a wonderful group, called the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Really, a terrific band of Sherwoodites, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Really great. But we tried to get out of Dublin and were prevented by Ayafa Yokol, I think, if I remember correctly. It took me about 4 days to learn the damn name of that Icelandic volcano, but we were kept there. We finally got home, and I went into a week of teaching Brahms chamber music at Carnegie Hall, at their Weill Institute, and then came down to Baltimore. My students did a Beethoven sonata marathon. On the 10th of May it was, I remember. Yeah, all 32 sonatas in sequence, nonstop. We started at 10 o'clock in the morning and finished 11:30 at night. I had 7 students play all the Beethoven sonatas, and the next day we left for Rio.
Mm.
And you were there for every sonata, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you're the teacher.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's amazing that this travel schedule you have. I mean, it's the world, both as a duet and your world as a concert pianist, since you kind of come to grips with what we talked about for years in other interviews with your with the focal dystonia, you've really kind of taken off. You're traveling all the time. I mean, you're on the road.
A lot. Too much.
There'd be like 35 cities or something in the last year you played in?
Yeah. Yeah, played and conducted and taught and played with Kathy. Yeah.
Do you know, after 78 years of playing the piano, the hands get a little tired after that amount of time. So,
I'm getting those
harder and harder.
Do you know there's this wonderful story of Hans Christian Andersen? I think it's called The Mermaid.
Yeah, I know that story.
She falls in love with this landlubber, and somehow, I think through prayer or something, she's transformed into a human being with legs. Except the price she has to pay is that each step she takes is like stepping on a knife. The pain is there. That's a little bit the way putting down the keys hurts me at my joints a little bit. So I'm letting up a little bit on the piano playing and concentrating more on conducting.
It's been a really very interesting over the years to know each other and to watch this career of yours go where it has been.
In all different directions.
All its directions.
Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting because when the focal dystonia first hit in 1964, it's a long time ago, I felt as though my life was over, was finished. And it wasn't until I realized that I could still function as a musician in several, if not many, other ways that would still keep my life, a thing of adventure and satisfaction and gratification.
And you two have been married for how long now?
27 years.
How about that?
Wow, and that's great. And how long have you been playing together?
Not all that long.
You know,
it's around 10 years, isn't it?
A little less.
Yeah.
Relatively short amount of time.
How do you find that? As a couple, because even a creative sense, working together, as a couple can be.
Yeah,
well,
it's challenging.
We don't rehearse that much, maybe for that reason, because it's difficult as a couple.
So
then the performances are always fresh, sometimes a surprise. Uh-huh. And, I think the fun is always there that way.
So you can keep the notion of divorce by peddling, was that what it was?
Irreconcilable peddling.
Irreconcilable peddling doesn't happen.
People don't know how to take that when we say
I love it. I think that's great.
No, it's very good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's really great. So we're looking forward to this Friday night, and it looks like an incredible program.
It should be fun.
It should be a great deal of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from Bach to Schubert to Dvorak.
Right.
Chopin, Debussy, Ravel.
Right.
And then a third section, the top secret section of Golden Oldies, where you'll hear my husband play pieces that you will never hear any other place.
Mm, I can't wait. And this is going for a really important cause that many of us believe in, which is the tragedy of what's happening to Barks and the money being taken away and animals being euthanized and killed. And
that's right. And we need to support it.
We need to support it. Leon Fleischer, always a joy to have you in my studio, and always great to see you.
Thank you.
And Catherine, lovely to meet you at last.
Thank you.
And have you in the studio.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, let's go out with some of their music, and we'll tell you more about Friday night. This is Leon Fleischer and Catherine Jacobson Fleischer playing with the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra. We'll hear the third movement of Mozart's Concerto No. 7 in F major. This Friday, June 4th, see Leon Fleischer and Catherine Jacobson Fleischer in their only area appearance this whole season, and you can help support the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter. The event begins with a silent auction at 6:30 p.m., where you can bid on piano lessons with Leon Fleischer, a week in a country house in France, a cake from Charm City Cakes, and much more. The concert begins at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available, and you can call 410-396-4695 for tickets or go online at www.baltimoreanimalsshelter.com. And special rates for students to show up. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. We're engineered by Brian Boone. Our interns are Judith Lloyd, Brian Boone, Richard Good, Gay Pinder, and Marianne Amos. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again and podcast any of our past shows, hear new additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.